Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. You talk a lot about boldness is really kind of important for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like a trademark of my ministry because we see a lot of fear and a lot of secrecy in missions, which is totally unbiblical in my view. People say, don't post this information. Don't tell people where I am working, what country I'm working at. Don't tell people I'm a missionary. And some of them have even gone as far as to say, we are Muslims. One mission executive told me, I have no problem telling Muslims that I'm a Muslim. Why? Because he interprets in his mind the word Muslim means submission to God. I say that's deceptive. Jesus was very vocal and very public. He did not fear, even though he had many reasons to fear. He had people trying to trap him and trick him so they could kill him. The many conspired to kill him. They ended up killing him. And he told us, what happened to me will happen to you even more. But when they bring you to the authorities, when they flog you, when they beat you, when they jail you, do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of the one who kills the body. So with that teaching in the Bible, why should we be afraid when Jesus says, I will be with you? So we teach that, and we believe that boldness produces much more fruit for the kingdom than being wise. They call it wise, quote-unquote wise. To me, it's timidity, not wisdom.
Well, in fact, you, I think, as I recall, you said that someone who's a Muslim actually appreciates that sort of boldness, particularly in the area of one's personal faith.
Definitely. Boldness is in itself a message that we believe what we are telling you, and we're ready to die for it. If you're not ready to die for Christ, why are you even trying to get people saved? Because especially Muslims, it may mean they die for Christ. And a number of them have faced persecution unto death.
What does that look like, maybe, in a conversation? Obviously, is this just a sort of an initial conversation, or is there does the approach start out in wisdom, or are you sort of bold all the time?
Well, I have been bold even inside Saudi Arabia, North Africa, everywhere I go. But not bold, stupid.
Okay.
Boldness and wisdom go together. You do it in a natural way, not in like you don't get on a ladder in the main street of a city in Saudi Arabia and shout, you're all going to hell, Jesus saves you, and so on. It's ineffective even in the U.S. Bold meaning don't hide who you are.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.